Morning, good morning. Sunday morning, and I'm about to talk about being friends with your ex. Is it okay or is it not? Now, a lot of times, I'm no specialist on the stuff I talk about. I'm just talking about thoughts or conversations that I'm having with people or some of the experiences in life. Like today, I could speak on something about an experience with an ex, with somebody I had kids with. Okay. Now, being friends with an ex. And I'm going to say this because this is close to me. This is something that I learned. If children are involved, I repeat, if children are involved, you have to make it work. You don't have to love the ex, but you all need to be friends for the children's sake. Because there's no need to go through life being angry at each other when y'all were together, y'all lay down together, and y'all created kids or one child, children, whatever. It's like I said, y'all don't have to be the best of friends, but you have to try to make it work. Now, when my kids were younger, me and their mom, we didn't get along. And now that I'm older, my kids are grown, I realize that once the children knew that me and their mom were cool, the children became more happier. It's like you can be with a person and then you break up. But if y'all choose to be messy, it reflects how the kids go on out through their life. Let's think about it. You know, your seeds, they learn and do a lot of things that their parents do. But if their parents around here mad at each other, want to kill each other, them children go through life with carrying on that same baggage. They go through life being mad and upset about any little thing. So if you have children with an ex, make it work for the children. It's not about you. Do it for the children. And if you're in a current situation, and if you choose to show the children that you and the ex are okay, you will see a big change in that child's life or those children's life. You'll see a big change because the children are walking around with the burden on their backs, the anxiety and the stress because of what you and your partner did. Y'all didn't get along. Now y'all mad and hating each other. So, like I said, do it for the kids. Now, if you're friends with an ex and you own a business, I guess it's not as bad, but if you in a business and you got to have contact with the ex, it's kind of, you know, I don't know. That might be a deal breaker, but you got to check with your partner because, you know, you're making money or whatever, but you got to check with your partner. And if you still want to sleep with an ex and trying to make your current situation work, I believe you need to let that go. If you're still trying to sleep with the ex because they were so good in bed or whatever the case may be, you might want to let that go. Now, if your partner is not a jealous person, that might be okay. And I say this, and this is very important. If you and your current situation have ever been in an argument, but you brought up an ex's name, that's a no-go. That situation will not last. Bringing up an ex name, trying to compare an ex with your current situation, that's a no-go. Now, if you want a big argument, you bring up an ex and saying what they did and what the current person is not doing. But the main thing with a relationship to make it work, you have to be a good communicator. Have to be a good communicator. And you gotta trust the person too. And at the end of the day, the respect factor, it comes to play. Talk with your partner. Don't be afraid to communicate. And like, be your partner's best friend. Because if the communication good and your partner is your best friend, I don't think the ex would come in between what y'all have. Now, if an ex is calling, texting, or DMing you, and your current situation, and you're in love and you want to make it work, you might want to discuss it. But some people don't want to discuss it because they look at it like it's not that important. But if an ex is still contacting you and you are happy with your current situation and you want to make that current situation last, you might want to throw it out there that, look, my ex is contacting me. It's nothing. I don't want them, but I'm letting you know. You're my friend. I trust. I love you, but I want to let you know this. Now, because if they're still contacting you and you told them, especially if they're contacting you and you said, I would appreciate it if you didn't, that's the cutoff. When you tell them that, they should respect your word by saying, I would appreciate if you didn't contact me. Now, if you do it that way, I don't think you have to tell your current partner anything, because you handled it like you were supposed to, you know. And, you know, once again, and if your current situation love or trust you, you know, it's all good. Because at least you told them what was going on about the ex contacting you. The worst thing ever is for them to find out that your ex was contacting you and you was trying to keep it a secret. That's why I say draw the line, tell the ex to stop contacting you. Because you're having your situation, you know, you look at them as a friend, but you're no longer interested. So, you know, with that little communication, everything works out. And like I said, being friends with exes, I've seen people to do it, and a lot of people don't do it. But you gotta know what lines not to cross. I say this by saying, don't do anything behind your mate's back that you wouldn't want them to do to you. Because if you got to sneak and do it behind their back, it's kind of like you're cheating or you're setting up to cheat. So, hey, do unto others as they do unto you. And to all the people that are listening today, to everybody, when you break it off with a person and they become your ex, do it with dignity and respect. Even if that person is nasty, you have to do your part by leaving with respect. Eventually, it'll soak in that they know that you're not like a bad person or whatever. You know, even if you're a bad person, you leave. Just make sure it's a smooth transitioning for that person to become your ex. And that's the best way to do it. Because, like, all that spiteful stuff, hateful mess, all that has to go. Like, we're adults now. We're not in high school. Destroying property is usually high on the list. when, you know, people becoming exes or whatever the case may be, you know, just let it go. Like, destroying somebody's property, what is that going to do? It's not going to do anything, you know. It might make you feel good temporarily, but it's no good in the long run. Also, spreading rumors is another negative thing. You don't have to say nothing about a person. Like, put a person down if they just a bad person, you know. Because if they're a bad person, let the next person deal with it. But if a person is a bad person, it's going to show somewhere down the line in life. It's going to show. You don't have to broadcast it. You don't have to use any type of negative energy to put somebody else down. You know, after you say your little piece, you keep moving forward. There's no need to look in the rearview mirror. Because everything in the rearview mirror is like an ex. You done had that ex. Now, you're looking forward now. Because everything behind you, you've seen it already. You want to see better days. You're looking forward. You want to see new things. New, bigger and better things. Now, and you just gotta leave. You gotta leave. And it's okay to let them know that, hey, I like you. I don't like you as a partner, but I like you for us to be friends. That's the best way to keep this thing right. To keep the positive energy flowing. And if you come to them man to man, woman to man, whatever, it's okay. It's okay. But you got to come to them as an adult and say, you know, this, I'm being honest with you. You know, I like the friendship that we had, and it's better for us to just break it off. And last but not least, if it was an abusive relationship, you know you need to cut all ties, because no one deserves to be abused. If it was physical, mental, or whatever. Physical, we know we don't need nobody beating, putting hands on anyone. So you need to really cut ties with that ex. If it was an ex that always were putting you down, you know, you need to leave that situation too. Leave that situation, because you need to be with somebody that sees good in you. And some ladies, I've known this. Ladies think it's cute when they're with a man that is so jealous. He's ready to beat somebody up just for speaking to you or looking at you. I mean, it might be cute for the first time, but ladies, I'm here to tell you, if he will beat somebody up for just looking at you, trust and believe, when he has no one else to beat up, he's going to beat you up. He's going to put hands on you. So you got to watch being with somebody and they're so quick-tempered and they're ready to put their hands on somebody over you because he loves you. Because it's not going to end pretty if that's the type of person that he is. You know? And it's a saying about, like, when you're in a relationship and if you don't know what you want, but you keep going back to an ex, even if it's not, y'all not sleeping together, whatever, you're going back, you want to talk, you want to just talk to him or her. It's just like this. It's like, why would you do it, first of all? But if you continue to go back, it's like this. Why would you be working one job? It's like working one job, getting a paycheck. The job that you're working now, getting a paycheck, that's with your current situation. You go back and work the old job for free and get nothing out of it. Listen to what I'm saying. It's being in a relationship and going back to an ex and the situation is dead. Nothing is going on. Some of us, we have done it. We know somebody that's doing it. But it's just like this. If you are constantly going back to he or she, knowing that nothing's getting better, you might as well go back to your last job and work for free. Your current job is paying you. That's your current situation. But you still go back to the old job, work, and not get paid. That's what's going on with a lot of people that can't let that ex go. Can't let him or her go. Because they thought that he or she was good. And 9 times out of 10, it was one thing good about them. An ex may have good sex, and that's the only thing that was good about him or her. You have to let that go. Because you're cheating yourself. You're cheating yourself because the one that's for you, you're going behind his or her back because of that one thing that that ex did. Now, if you want to go, it's got to be more than one thing. Now, it might be a money factor. If he or she has money, they give you money, whatever. But you cannot kill a current situation because of that one little thing that the ex is doing and you feel like it's good. So, okay, this week in the news, we got the two trials that's going on. I'm not even going to talk about the Rittenhouse and the Arbery situation because we all know the justice system is fucked up, really. It's just fucked up. And it's like, it's so fucked up and there's no one to defend them. No one to step up and say, hey, this is wrong. No one to defend them. So, and President Biden and VP Harris, I guess you can say that they're presidential because we don't see them a lot. The last administration, they was always on social media, Trump, you know, they was doing things. It really wasn't presidential. Now, my personal belief, I believe that the Republicans about to have full control over everything the next 4 years. They're about to have full control because people of color really got Biden into that office. But they're so pissed off. Well, not pissed off. They're looking at what he didn't do. He didn't stand by his promises. And this next election, I just feel like a lot of people of color, they won't vote at all. But I would say this. Don't just say I'm not voting at all. If you're having these feelings, go to the poll and vote independent. It's the best thing. And that's all I have for this week.